Blog Talk Radio.
Ready
for the Yahoo Sports Kings.
Whatever you got, I need.
You want to be the best, work harder than the rest.
Whatever you got, I got.
You don't want to be the best, we'll just work like the rest.
All we can do is keep fighting, you know what I'm saying?
Welcome to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show.
NFL Weekly Countdown Show.
With your hosts, Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
The complete NFL Countdown Show.
The best NFL picks of the week.
A unique brand of sports talk that focuses primarily on week-to-week NFL matchups.
I'm ready to smash somebody.
Player and guest interviews, game analysis, and predictions.
It's the complete NFL Countdown Show.
And it kicks off with the Sports Kings
right now.
Live from the Quick and Mode studios of Yahoo Sports Radio. Here they are, the Yahoo Sports Kings, Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Yahoo Sports Kings right here on Yahoo Sports Radio. I am your host, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine. It's time to talk some sports, folks. I am joined all the way from San Diego, California. Ronnie Brooks is joining.
Glad to be on the show, Gene, and can't wait to get it on.
And alongside here with me in the studio here in Dallas is Rod Johnson. Rod Johnson, I just introduced you.
Oh, yeah. Hi. But can you take this first, Gene?
What we got here? What is this?
I need that.
What? You asking for time off?
Yeah, I need some personal time, Jim. I'm sick, Jim.
You gotta be kidding me! You don't take time off. We only do this show once a week.
But I need time off because I'm not feeling well, Jim.
Ruddy, this guy sends me. I got a piece of paperwork saying, Rod Johnson, I want to take off. What day is this?
May 2nd, Jim.
May 2nd. Let me see. Wait a minute.
Hey, Ronnie, how you doing, Ronnie?
Okay. May 2nd, we're going to be in Chicago for the NFL draft. Yeah. You already know that. We told everybody that.
Yeah, about that. My doctor is in Vegas, and I need to go to Vegas to see my doctor that weekend.
Your doctor's running. He's trying to go to the fight. You know what? You think you slick, man. You trying to go to the Pacquiao Mayweather fight.
Hey, man, we've been waiting 2,000 days for this to happen, man, and we are 63 days away from this, Ronnie B. The fight is finally going to happen, Ronnie B. We're going to see we're going to see them fight.
Who you going to see? Folks, I apologize for Rod Johnson's behavior. Normally, we handle these types of things off the air, but the guy just gives me a vacation request for May 2nd. Not only, hey, May 2nd, that's going to be a busy weekend.
Very
Kentucky
busy weekend.
Derby is happening that weekend.
Yep. I was going to go there too.
You might as well come on to Chicago with us. Kentucky's not too far. So, all right, guys. Hey, once again, you're listening to the Sports Kings of Yahoo Sports Kings on Yahoo Sports Radio. Folks, we have a lot of stuff to talk about, including, we'll get into a little bit of the Mayweather-Pacquiao discussion later on in the show. But, of course, always, it's always the NFL. And, man, we got a treat for you guys. If you were, where were you in 2009? Let's say February, Super Bowl 44.
2010.
Yeah, 2010.
Super Bowl 44,
Super Bowl 44. You remember where you were then?
Yeah, I know exactly where I was.
Okay, well, I tell you what, folks. We got a treat for you. Tracy Porter, defensive back, used to play with the New Orleans Saints, and you guys all remember Tracy Porter, that 74-yard touchdown interception run off of Peyton Manning. Tracy Porter is going to join us on the show today. Also, we will talk about Rod's favorite topic, is the 2015 Combines. Yes, the Combines is still going on.
But you know, I actually watched it, Gene. I actually watched it.
Now, I got a bunch of text messages.
Watched it because I like looking at the big nasties, the guys up front. The guards and the defensive tackles running being, because to me those are the best athletes on the team because they're going against another 300-pound person and doing every game. They don't take a playoff running, so they're going against another 300-pound person, and they get up and get in the trenches every single game. They play hard and see these guys run the 5-flat or run a 4-9, and I got some stats to show you what these guys did. It was truly amazing to watch the big nasties.
Well, I'll tell you what, and we'll talk about the NFL combines, but guess what? We're also going to talk about this interesting poll. Now, we were supposed to have our friend Lavelle Neal, who is a sports writer for the Minnesota Star Tribune. He will join us next week, but that will not stop us from talking about the situation going on in Minnesota with Adrian Peterson. There's a poll. They conducted a poll of the people in Minnesota on whether or not this guy should remain. It's very shocking. So stick around because we're going to share those results with you of that poll that was taken by the Star Tribune. Also, we'll talk about the unfortunate injury to getting off topic here. NBA basketball, Chicago Bulls, Derrick Rose out again, this time indefinite. Just Ronnie, I know you heard about this. Just a sad story.
You know, he's going to be injury prone for the rest of his career. Once you have knee surgery,
yeah,
that's what happens.
Three times running, two times on the same knee, and then you know, two times within the last year. Yeah, you may be absolutely. I hate to say it, but you may be absolutely right there, Ronnie. Yeah,
he's not going to. He'll never be at his MVP. A condition ever again.
And we thought about that after, you know, the first time and then the second time. I mean, it's just got to be just a sad, sad story. And we'll talk about that later on in the show. So stick around for that as we, you know, give you some topics going around in the other world of sports there. But, Ronnie, I know later on you're also going to talk to us about the latest going on in San Diego involving the Chargers. And I know our listeners can't wait to hear this later on in the show, but it's quite interesting, Ronnie.
Yeah, it looks like Thomason is on board now trying to get the team in San Diego. So we'll talk about that later, but it looks like he's on board to get it done.
Yeah, so it's just going to be an interesting topic. But, you know, back to this vacation request. Ronnie, Rod, I don't know. We have to take this to the front office. We have to see what our boss is.
You are the front office, Gene. Where are we taking it to?
I'm at the back office, so we can really talk about this. But
I hope he has a bankroll because them tickets are going to be $2,000 and up right now.
Well, that's
Filipino connection is going to buy them all up.
That's when I hope me being with the Sports Kings is going to get me into that fight front row absolutely free. But we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we certainly will talk about that later, Rod. So, interesting, folks. So, hey, make sure you stick around because we're going to have a great show. The next segment, we got Tracy Porter coming. Once again, you are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Hey, you like this radio show, right?
You want to make sure you never miss a moment? An all-new place to go, YSRpodcast.com. And, of course, you can always search your favorite shows on iTunes.
Do you want an edge in the workplace? Do you want to get ahead professionally? Do you want to be the first person in the office with the best idea? Hi, I'm Dr. Darren Mitchell. I'm a chiropractor, and I spent the better part of 15 years studying natural-based interventions called functional medicine. I'm particularly interested in a category of substances called nootropics. These nootropics can improve brain function that aid with memory, intelligence, motivation, and attention. Fortunately, I found a really great product, and it's called Mental Bright. Mental Bright is a unique blend of ingredients, all derived from natural sources. Ingredients that have been tested and verified to improve your ability to focus, your ability to remember, and your ability to think clearly. Mental Bright can help you stand out in the workplace. Go to mentalbright.com and order the product. Call 855-633-BRIGHT. That's 855-633-2744. After just about 30 days, your memory will improve, your focus will be better. You will think like you did when you were younger. Nobody wants to have senior moments.
Have a Mental Bright moment.
Go to mentalbright.com.
Try Mental Bright today.
Because sometimes you just need to have a little fun on your morning drive.
It's not a sports show. This is a me show.
The Steve Zabin Show on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Sally, how soon before Scott's daughter Instagrams her?
Waking up America like no one else.
Are you out of your mind?
Your sports and your fun and frivolity.
Because we just can't take ourselves too seriously, now can we?
God, I sound terrible, don't I?
The Steve Zabin Show.
Morning, 6 a.m. Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio.
It's Travis Rogers now.
Favorite NFL draft moment was when Mel Kiper said that Jamarcus Russell was the next John Elway. That's from David. Look, I'm sure that if you go to Todd McShay or Gil Brandt or Mel Kiper, they're all going to have big swings and misses. That's my whole point of this. There is no right answer. There is no, wow, this guy should have known better than that guy. Everybody thought Tim Couch was going to be a good quarterback. There were people, smart people, that thought that Ryan Leaf was a better choice than Peyton Manning. That's why I don't waste my time with this garbage? Why would I want to sit here and go over and over and over again what might happen when I could wait 6 months and find out what's going to happen? What isn't interesting are their 40 times or their hand size or their shuttle run or their vertical jump. I don't care about that because it's just stats on the back of a football card. It's uninteresting to me.
Travis Rogers now. Weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Dreaming about a home makeover? It's easy to transform your home with deals on hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Don't spend $5.99 a square foot. This week, get 3/4-inch solid Brazilian koa for an unheard of $2.99. Or go from dingy carpet to stylish hardwood in a weekend with easy-to-install 5-inch click hardwood. This week, it's only $2.19. Plus, deals on bamboo, laminate, and more from 49 cents. And get special financing. Get started on your dream home today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Are you afraid of the IRS? Worried because you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Worried because you've neglected to file your taxes for a year or more? If you're afraid of the IRS, relax, because you don't have to deal with them on your own. With one easy phone call to TaxCare USA, you can find out what exactly your tax settlement options are. You don't have to talk to the IRS directly. See how quickly it can all be taken care of by calling 1-800-931-3644. Our experienced professionals at TaxCare USA understand how the IRS works and will deal with them directly on your behalf. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify for a tax debt settlement or other favorable programs. You could potentially save thousands. Get the free confidential information you need at 1-800-931-3644. You don't have to deal with the IRS on your own. Call TaxCare USA before it's too late. Again, for free confidential information, call 1-800-931-3644. 1-800-931-3644.
It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
Get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quicken Loans Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, you're listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings right here on Yahoo Sports Radio. And, Ron, we are always happy to have guests on this show. And, boy, do we have a good one for you today. As we said earlier, if you are a New Orleans Saints fan and you're going back to Super Bowl 44, then this guy is your hero. Yes. We're getting ready to introduce this young man, former New Orleans Saints defensive back, Super Bowl champion. He was drafted by the Saints 2008, second round of the draft pick. And he played with the Saints, the Broncos, the Raiders, and the Redskins. We are happy to have with us today Tracy Porter. Tracy, welcome to the show.
Appreciate you guys having me on today, man.
Oh, thank you for joining us, Tracy. So, you know, the combine is over. We're going to jump right into it. And I'm one of those who don't believe in the combine. I'm one of those that believe, you know, hey, these guys, you know, what they proved in college, it should be good, well enough for these guys to be able to go on to the next league. Can we get some? I know back in the day you ran, what, a 4.37 at the combine?
Yeah, you know, that was back in the glory days, man, a couple of years ago. Nah, but ultimately, you know, what a team looks at, you know, I mean, that's your whole resume. The combine is just, you know, so they can fine-tune, you know, anything that they have or any questions that they have about a player. Put them through the 40 times, the vertical jumps, the drills that they have. It's just, you know, just additional things that teams go through, additional means that they go through. I mean, the NFL is something like the government. I mean, they have all the answers. They just want to dot their I's and cross their T's. They just want to make sure they have everything that they have on record.
All right, Tracy, so you were drafted in the second round, pick number 40 by Indiana. Honestly, as a GM, I would think, you know, looking at your stats when you were at Indiana, 16 career interceptions, you know, and out of those interceptions, you had over 413. return yards on those interceptions. To me, that's a true athlete. I mean, and even if you go back, if you're studying a player, I'm thinking you go back to even in high school. You played all the positions in high school. Does the combine actually mean that much for a guy who may go fifth or sixth round to move all the way up to the second round?
Well, I mean, the combine doesn't really solidify your draft spot. I mean, teams they already know where they're going to pick you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the combine, it can help your draft spot a little bit, and it can hurt it a little bit, but it won't hurt or help it, you know, too significantly. I mean, you can fall a couple of slots. You can be a big jump someone may consider. If you have a guy that was a late first-round pick and he does a subpar at the combine, he may fall to the top of the second. They may consider that a big drop.
Okay.
But it's not like if you know, you're going to underperform that much at the combine to where you go from a late first round to an early third round.
Okay.
Unless, God forbid, you just drop dead on the combine field, you know?
Right.
So, you know, it's not like I said, the combine won't make or break your draft stock. The thing
right.
that makes or break your draft stock is what you do on the college football field on Saturdays.
Okay.
That's what owners, coaches, and GMs, that's what they ultimately look at, and what type of character you have off the field. But that combine is just, you know, just something that they have, like I said, to dot their I's and cross their T's.
Gotcha. Hey, folks, once again, we're talking with Tracy Porter, the defensive back with the New Orleans Saints. And now you just finished your stint with the Redskins, right?
Yeah, I just finished my first year up in Washington. We didn't do as well as we wanted to do. But, you know, there's always next year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tracy, now I want to take it back a couple of years because, you know, I've been dying to ask you about this, and I'm sure you've been asked 1,000 questions about that 74-yard touchdown run you did in Super Bowl 44. But it's not so much about that game, but the fact that you ended up playing with Peyton Manning. Did you guys even speak to each other when you were in Denver?
Yes, we did. Actually, on my visit, I went into the weight room where he was working out at. And this was before, you know, guys even reported. I mean, Peyton was there, you know, getting himself ready.
Oh, wow.
And that's the type of guy he was. And you know, I walked in just on my visit, walked in the weight room to see the facility, see him in there. You know, he and I, we talked. You know, we did the meet and greet. I mean, we know each other, obviously, because we played against each other. But, you know, it didn't go beyond that. I mean, you know, we know it's understood what took place, you know, on that Super Bowl Sunday. So there was no need for me to, you know, go ask
Rub
him
it
about
in.
It or him ask me about it.
Right.
Or him ask me if I knew what was coming. I mean, he's been playing long enough to know I made a great play. And I've been playing for a little bit to understand, you know, what happened on that day. So we
right.
just, you know, kind of let that go, be water under the bridge.
But, Tracy, wait a minute. So if I'm Peyton, I'm thinking, wait a minute, not only did he do this to me, he did it to my brother too.
Yeah.
You picked off Eli. So you know that the family is not talking about you around the dinner table.
Yeah. I mean, you know, somebody told me I got everybody except the dad. I ended up getting his brother the following year. Which, you know,
and you know
add another one to the stat sheet.
That's what I'm about to say. That's an actual stat. They actually have you down as the only NFL player in history to intercept Eli Manning and Peyton Manning and return it for a touchdown. I don't know who keeps up with those stats, but it's a great stat.
I don't know either. I didn't even think of it like that until, you know, after the game. I hear one of the guys on ESPN say bring that up. And, I mean, I didn't even know that was a stat. But
it's crazy.
It is now.
It probably became one after you picked that family apart like that, man. You're going to ruin that whole family. Hey, but check this out, Tracy.
Think of it.
We got a couple of more minutes left, man. But, you know, you played with the Broncos, and you know, that year that you played with them, I think it was, 13-3? And was that the year that
mm-hmm.
the Ravens came in and knocked you guys
yep.
out the playoffs, right? So, but.
Yep.
Then Denver goes back and get to the Super Bowl, and, you know, they go up against a good Seattle team. And then this year, you know, they get beat by, you know, Andrew Luck at home. So, I mean, what is going on with that defense that you can tell us about?
I mean, they had a lot of new pieces in, guys that were playing for the first year. And, I mean, once you have, you know, that many pieces in place, it's kind of hard to develop chemistry. I mean, you have to have – your players have to have chemistry. If you look at the teams that win consistently, if you look at the Patriots, you look at now Seattle's is starting to get rolling. If you look at those teams, they have guys that have been there for and been playing together for quite a few years. I mean, talent only takes you so far, but – at some point, I mean, you're going to have that camaraderie. You're going to have that,
right.
You know, familiarity with the guys you're playing with to, you know, to know where your guys are on the field, like on defense. I mean, you have to be playing with a guy long enough so I can know what my safety, not have to know what the guy next, where my safety is going to be, where my linebacker is going to be, so I can know how I'm going to play.
Hey, Tracer, before we let you go, this is Rod Johnson again. There's been a small rumors that next month's owners meeting, they're going to try to move the pass interference back to the college rules. So instead of giving you the spot of the ball, they're going to take you to a 15-yard penalty. As a defensive back, I know you got to love that, right?
Okay, this is how I'm going to answer that question. I'm going to answer a question with a question.
Okay, okay.
What position do I play?
That is how
I would answer it.
Case,
I mean, it's not that I can't cover or the guys can't cover, but I mean, you know, I just play cornerback. So
okay, all right. I think we can read in between the lines on that one.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Hey, once again, we got Tracy Porter, defensive back with the Washington Redskins, on with the Sports Kings, Yahoo Sports Kings here. Talking a little football. And you know what, Rob, what I forgot to tell Tracy, not only is Eli and Peyton hating on him, it would also be Reggie Wayne and Victor Cruz,
well,
who
yeah.
those passes were intended for. so it's a lot of love going on. But, hey, Tracy, man, we want to thank you. We know you're going to be getting out of town here and just, you know, for you stopping and spending some time with the Yahoo Sports Kings, we really do appreciate it. All right, folks. Once
God
again,
bless.
Tracy Porter joining the Sports Kings, talking a little football. You know, we're going to get more into that the owners' meeting. I know they're going to be doing a lot of stuff. Folks, hang around. You're listening to the Sports Kings right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Building or in your car, just go to streamysr.com. That way you never miss a moment of Yahoo Sports Radio. You can also download our mobile apps right there. They're free and they're always on. Yahoo!